Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're going to start five lines from the bottom on Kuf Amud Beis. Let's just review what we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara yesterday. Yesterday we said that an ocean is a kamelus, and a sfina, the boat, is Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara asked the question, people on the boat need to get some water. How are they able to access water? So we saw Machlaikus, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna said that really they're taking the water from the top of the ocean, which is above 10 tefachim from the ocean bed. So that area is not really a kamelus. So they're taking from a mokum p'tor, given that it's 10 tefachim above the ground, to the sfina. So you're allowed to take from a mokum p'tor to Rishus HaYochid, just in order that people shouldn't make a mistake and think that you could take something directly from a kamelus to Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Huna says, just make a ziz, make a heker. Rav Chisda said, no. The kamelus we measure from the top of the ocean. So if you're taking from the water on top of the ocean to the boat, you're taking from a kamelus to Rishus HaYochid. So you have a problem. So he said, what do? You have to build some sort of a contraption. It's four sides, and what the halacha says is that the four sides of this contraption are as if they go all the way down to the ocean. So you created a Rishus HaYochid, at least a halachic Rishus HaYochid, and when you collect the water through that contraption onto the boat, you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. That was the Gemara we learned yesterday. The subject was getting water from the ocean onto the boat. But now we have to talk the other direction. They had wastewater on the boat, and they want to dispose of that. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav Chi bar Oven. Rav Chisdol Rabbi Rav Huna. Damri Oysa Mokum Arba Memalim. That you have to make this contraption and collect all the water through it. Shoichin the day hechi shadiluhu. How do they get rid of the wastewater? V'chi taima. So you'll say the obvious answer. The shadilay ba'isa mokin. You'll throw it through that contraption, just like you collect the water through that contraption. You'll get rid of the water you need to get rid of through that contraption. Says the Gemara, that people won't do because mi'isilei, this is wastewater. They're not going to want to use the same thing for collecting water and disposing of water. Building another one, apparently it wasn't such an easy thing to build, especially the way Tosfos explained yesterday that this contraption had long walls, so it's somewhat complicated to build. So that's also not necessarily an option. So we're looking for an option. Ask all the Rishonim. The Gemara is only asking a question according to the Mandom that says you have to build this contraption. What about the Mandom that says you have to do a ziz? What's he going to say? So they say a few answers. One answer is that one ziz does the trick for both directions. Now, what's the point of the ziz? The point of the ziz is just to be a heker. So a heker could work in both directions, going up and going down. Or you could say that making a ziz is not that difficult. Making contraption is a whole operation. Making a ziz is no big deal, so you make another ziz. Says the Gemara, what you do is to shadalei adafna the sfina. The way they rid themselves, they dispose of the wastewater, is they let it flow down the sides of the boat. Ask the Gemara, v'kakaychai. Yes, it's not a direct transport from Rishus HaYochid to Kamelus, but it's an indirect transport, and indirect is also asur. Says the Gemara, Koicha bin Kamelus Legazu. Chazal said that indirect transport from Rishus HaYochid to Kamelus is permitted. Says the Gemara, Menot Tamra. Where do we find that? Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Svina ematantan loy metoichem leyam, veloy men ayam letoichoy. You're not allowed to transport from the Svina to the Yam, which is Yochet to Kamelus, or vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, and says, Amuka Sara, if the boat is 10 tefachim deep, Vein Gvoya Sara, but it's not 10 tefachim above sea level, the halacha is metatan metoich leyam, there's a way of transporting from it into the yam, into the ocean, avaloi min hayam l'toich, not from the ocean to it. So the question is automatically asked. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda is saying, we need to understand, why does he differentiate, ma'ishnam min hayam l'toich, Why does he not allow us to transport directly from the ocean onto it to come atop the karmas l'shusayachid? Because the yams are karmas and the boat is l'shusayachid. So metoych l'yam nami come atop the l'shusayachid karmas. So why does he allow us to transport from the boat to the yam? Isn't that from l'shusayachid to the karmas? El alav achuda. What he must mean is that he's not transporting it directly. He's transporting it by letting it roll down the side, which is not a direct transfer, shma mina, and the reason is, karch bekamlus legazru shma mina. So Yehuda is the one that taught us that indirect transfer from Shusha Yachad to Kamlus is mutter. Ask Taisus, but the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. In this price that we just learned, we have a machloikus Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda. So yes, Rabbi Yehuda allows karchai, but the Rabbanan don't. So how are we saying that we allow it? So Taisha says the machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding a different subject. Their issue is like this. If you have the yam, and you have a very tall boat, the boat is above 10 tefachim, and you're transporting from the Carmelis onto the boat, by definition, you're going to be going above 10 tefachim of the Carmelis. Because even if you say the Carmelis is at sea level, but if your boat is 10 tefachim above the sea level, so if you want to transport something from the Carmelis onto the boat, you have to lift it all up and then bring it onto the boat. If a Rishus Yachid doesn't go above 10 tefachim, a Carmelis certainly doesn't go above 10 tefachim. So what will be the situation? You'll be going from a Carmelis to a Mokim Ptor, above 10 tefachim, onto a Rishus Yachid. Says Tosfos, that's what the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing. The Rabbanan don't allow you to go from a Carmelis to a Mokim Ptor to a Rishus Yachid. And Rabbi Yehuda does. That's their area of disagreement. However, regarding the shaila of going with a koichai, with an indirect transfer down the side of the boat, they will both agree that it's mutter. So therefore, there's no question that the Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. That's not what the Rabbanan are arguing. Taisus pshat. This is somewhat halach lemaisa gemara, because the gemara is saying now that you could transport indirectly in a karmelis. If we feel that most of our streets are Carmelis, so the shaila is, would you be allowed to transport through a Carmelis nowadays, indirect? That means if you don't just, let's say, you somehow would have something through a pipe or something that's an indirect movement from your house to the street, would it be mutter if most streets today are Carmelis? So I saw the Paiskim say that this heter the Gemara gives of koicha b'karmelus like gazru is not a heter that they say that you could use indiscriminately. They could just carry from shusayachid to karmelus just with if it's not direct. It's only in a specific situation where you have no other option. So there they say, since it's indirect and since it's a karmelus, the makel. But to just start using that as a way of transporting between shusayachid to karmelus would not be mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hani b'tzos ha'demeshin. So Rashi explains, b'tzos ha'demeshin are these small boats. The way I would describe it, it's like a canoe. A canoe is wider on the top and gets narrower. Hani b'tzos ha'demeshin, these small boats, eim atatan behen, you're not allowed to carry them, el ba'arba. They don't have a din of Rishus HaYochid. Even though you would normally assume that they have a din of Rishus HaYochid, they don't. Why don't they have a dinner with Shusha Yachid? Says the Gemara, V'loi ba'amaran elish aim b'pachas mishloish arba. Since the bottom three tefachim don't have a width of dalid, so that means it's too narrow to be Rosh Shusha Yachid, so the whole boat doesn't have a din of Rosh Shusha Yachid. So again, let's describe the boat. It's a canoe that's very narrow on the bottom. It comes to a point on the bottom, and the bottom three tefachim, which is probably the case in most canoes, aren't dalet amos wide, so therefore it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochid, it has a din of a Carmelis. So there are two very fundamental questions. One question is that if it doesn't have dalet amos, it's not a Carmelis either. Because how did we describe a Carmelis at the beginning of Masechta? It's not 10 tefachim high, but it's 4 foot wide. If it's not 4 wide, it's not a Carmelis either, asked Taisus. So the Rishonim answer, the Achronim all answer, a very interesting answer. Yes, the bottom doesn't have it, doesn't have the proper width. but the top is wider. That's how we described it. That's wider on top and narrower on the bottom. Since the top has the correct width, that gives it the status of a caramelus, even though the bottom doesn't have the proper width. Now there's another question. The halacha is, ain't caramelus bekalim. You can't turn a keli into a caramelus. So how come over here it does become a caramelus if it's just a keli? So I'll give you two answers. There are a lot of answers to this question. One answer is the answer the Ritva says. The Ritva says, since this keli travels on the ocean, and we've been learning for the last couple of days that the ocean has the status of a caramelus, so therefore any keli, even though it's a keli, even though it's just a utensil, but since it travels on a caramelus, gets the same, if it doesn't have the proper dimensions, gets the same din as a caramelus. The Stipler says a very interesting mahalach in the Kilas Yaakov. He says like this, why is something which is so small why is a keli not going to be a caramelus? Because it's a keli, it's a table, it's a chair, it's not a rishus for itself. But something that is significant, that has its own dimensions and it has its own use, even though it's ostensibly a keli, but a boat, he says, given that it has its own very significant use, cannot be considered a keli. It's more than just a keli, and therefore, if it doesn't have the proper dimensions, it gets the din of a caramelus. So the Gemara said that if it's narrow on the bottom, it's going to be a caramelus. Says the Gemara, what kind of eitzah do I have? How to let you be able to carry throughout your whole canoe? Vimalinu koni v'erba. Take the whole bottom and fill it up with whatever material, with sticks. So then you don't start counting from the bottom. You start counting from wherever the floor is. Those sticks serve as the floor. So if where you have the floor, you already have the proper width, less lumbar, you have no problem. Ask the Gemara, there's a concept. We've seen the concept, let's review it. The concept says, good achis. Good achis takes walls and makes an imaginary line down. So ask the Gemara, yes, you have your canoe. Yes, it's narrow on the bottom. But you have the proper mechitzas, you have the proper walls on top. What good achas should do for us is draw imaginary lines from the top all the way down, and now you have the proper width. Maskula Rav Nachman, v'leim good achas mechitzta, milay tanya. Didn't we learn? Rav Yosef Yehuda Aymer, not kana b'shus rabim. If somebody stuck a pole into shus rabim, or b'roisha taskel, and on top of it there's a basket, so now, the bottom doesn't have the proper width. It's just a pole. The top, the traskel, the basket on top, has the proper width. And if somebody then goes v'zorok v'nochal gabav, somebody throws from Rosh Hashanah and it lands into this basket, chayiv. It's considered that you carried from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Why? You don't have the proper width all the way down. Alma aminin good achis mechitzta. That you say that there's imaginary walls going down from the sides of the basket. So back to our Gemara, why don't we say that there are imaginary walls going down from the sides of this canoe? Maskula Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked him, V'loy shmila lahod om Rav Yehuda Merav. Didn't you hear what Rav Yehuda Merav said in comment to this halacha? Matabon, some said it was Rav Shim Rav Chia, V'tani lo, V'chom Paitrim. The Chachamim say that it's not considered a Rishus HaYachid. Why is it not considered Rosh Hashanah? Because Gediyim Baikamba. Since, let's say the word wall, since this is walls that are only imaginary walls, so animals, Gediyim mean animal, can walk through it, so therefore it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. So you see, we don't say good achis. So when we don't want to use good achis in the boat, you know why we don't want to use it? Because we're agreeing with Rabbanan, who don't agree with good achis. Says to him, Mask of law. Omle baya, vatlai tisbra. Don't you agree that halachically there is a concept of the good achas? In other words, there's two ways of looking at what the Chachamim say. One way of understanding what the Chachamim say is, they don't subscribe to good achas. There is no such concept. Or, another way of explaining it is, good achas is a solid halachic concept. Just in certain situations, it's not applicable. And in certain situations, it is. So he says, I'll prove to you that the Chacham do subscribe to Gerachas. What? It's just in that specific case of the basket on the pole, that case and only that case, don't they subscribe to it. Where do we see it? V'tanya. Amid Rishus Rabin. Here it's not just a pole. Here it's a whole Amid, it's a whole pillar. Gavoy Asara V'roch of Dalad. So the way you have to imagine this is like some sort of a V-shaped, you have like a V-shaped pole. Now, the V-shaped pole, it's thicker. On the top, it has the right dimensions, but the bottom, it's narrower on the bottom. However, it gets wider fairly quickly after the floor. That means, like this. This is the way Rishonim explain. If it gets wider within 3 tefachim of the ground, so then there's no question that it's Rishus HaYochid. Why? Love it. That's the whole concept. Here, it takes more than 3 tefachim off the ground to get wider, but it doesn't take a lot. It takes like 4 or 5 tefachim. You can't rely on love it, but you don't have a situation where there's a lot of empty space. So the halach is, the zark v'nachal gabav, if you go and now throw something on top of the this whatever you'll call it, yichayiv, it's considered shesiyachid. Everybody agrees to this thing. Why? Because alma, I mean good achis mechitzta. If the rabbanon would not agree with good achis, so why in this case is it shesiyachid? We have to rely on good achis. Just hachanami. So why don't we say in our case with the pole good achis? So what's the answer? Midi area. You can't compare the two situations. Hosom, where you have a basket on top of a pole, so you have a big empty space between the basket and the floor. And true, good achas tells us to draw imaginary walls. But those imaginary walls aren't that imaginary. They have to have the characteristics of a wall. What are the characteristics of a wall? The requirements for something to be considered a wall, something that gedim, that animals can't penetrate. Here they could certainly penetrate because it's just an imaginary wall. So even if the halacha, it's an interesting situation here, the halacha creates wall, but the halachic walls cannot over the halachic walls cannot take away the characteristics that Chazal gave us for walls. What are the characteristics Chazal gave us for walls? That they have to be walls that animals can't penetrate. And these walls, animals can penetrate. They're imaginary walls. However, let's talk about the other case. The case where you have the wide pole, and it just narrows on the bottom. Yes, above 3 tefachim. Can animals penetrate those walls? No. Because it's really only, like, say, 4 or 5 tefachim. A couple of inches off the floor. So now we have halachic walls, but we don't have a situation of Gedi and Baikabai where animals could fit in because it's too small of a space. There I will say good achas. So what we're saying is that everybody agrees to the concept of good achas. The Rabbanans say, but good achas cannot supersede the requirement that walls can't be walls that are Gedi and Baikabai, that animals can penetrate. Hacha have le mechitza engedim baikaba. Where you have this wide board, just narrows on the bottom, but only for a small spot that animals can't penetrate, and they'll say gurachas. In the other case, we'll say gurachas. Amleir of achab reider of achler vashi. So now let's go back to the sfina. By the sfina, we should say gurachas. We go back to our question. Says the Gemara, no, you know why I want to say garachs by the sfina? Hayekib b'kiyas dogim. The fish can penetrate. Amalei b'kiyas dogim loishma b'kiyo. Animals, fish penetrating is not considered a penetration. Says the Gemara, umenot tamra. From where do you know that the penetration of fish is not an issue? The barminer of tavla miroven, mechitza tluya machutata bechorven. The way you should imagine is like this: you have a house that's collapsing, And sometimes if you see a house that collapsed, when you see a demolition job, what you'll see is that they sort of knocked down the bottom, the wall on the bottom, and the wall on top is still standing. Imagine a building that they somehow knocked out the bottom part of the wall, but the top part of the wall is still standing. That's a mechitza teluya. It's a hanging wall. And he asked him the question, mechitza teluya mash tata b'chorba. Would that be considered a wall? To consider that house still a rishus yachid? Vamalei, and he responded, ei mechitza teluya materis. It doesn't work. El b'mayim. It's only by water. Kalu shekilach cham b'mayim. It's a special kula that Chazal said that we could say that a mechitza teluya works. V'may. So what do you have? You have, let's say, the easiest way of explaining it, but it can't work physically, is a boat. Let's say you'll have a boat that has the tops of the wall standing and the bottom of the wall not standing. Now that would be a problem because that boat would sink. So what is the case that does work? A canoe. You say the mechitza teluya, that even though you only have a wall, it works. V'may, why does it work? And we just said that the wall has to work not just halachically, it has to work physically. The fact that fish could go in through this wall, because it's only an imaginary wall, it doesn't make a difference in halacha. Now there's a very interesting chazanish. The chazanish, so what are we finished saying? That not only are we're saying that we say good achis by a boat, and we say a special kula on that good achis. That even though on land there's a concept of bekiyas gedalium, on water we don't say bekiyas dagim. But the chazanish picks up on some words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kalhu shekilu chacham b'mayim." Chazal said a special kula by mayim. So what's the question? What's special kula? That we say good achis? We say good achis on dry ground also. As long as you don't have a problem with kiyas to dogim, we'll say good achis even on earth. So what's the special kula? So Chaznis says a very interesting psak. He says like this. Let's say we'll rely on good achis. So what does good achis say? You have something on top, and then the walls go down the side. But what is considered halachically rishus hayachid? Is the top considered rishus hayachid? Is the whole area considered rishus hayachid? Is the area under the... So let's imagine the case that we said in Amun Aleph that everybody agrees in good achis. That you'll have like this V-shaped structure that is narrow on the bottom, too narrow to be rishus hayachid, and gets higher above three tefachim. I'm relying on good achis. So now I have these spaces. I have this space on the ground, right? This space on the ground, below the V, at the bottom. So good achis tells me build a wall. What about if I carry something in here? Will I be carrying in Rishus Yochid or not? I carry something from the Rishus Rabbim into that empty space. So the Chazanis says that good achis can't do that. Good achis could tell you that the area on top is Rishus Yochid. That the area on top is considered an area that has the right width and the right height. But to tell me that I'm carrying in Rishus Yochid, that good achis can't do. Kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim, that they set a special cooler by boats, that even that empty space that's being filled up with good achis, that not only will the top be considered a Rishus Yochid, but even the sides will also be considered a Rishus Yochid. That's the special cooler by water. That's how he explains the Gemara.
What's this for
when water is different? Why did Chazal make... I didn't see anybody really explain why Chazal went out of their way to make a cooler by water. I don't know. Svinas Kshurus. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, that if boats are tied to each other, if you have two boats that are tied to each other, so then you could carry from one boat to the next. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, why not? It's from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Amar Rava, so why shouldn't you be allowed to carry? Amar Rava, Nitzrucha Elahatl Bitzah Shebeneim. The situation here is that you have these two boats tied, but sometimes they used to have a little boat, a little raft, go between the two big boats. I guess in case something fell off the boat, they would fall into the raft instead of into the ocean. So they would have a little raft. So the halacha is that you're allowed to carry not only from the boats, but you can even carry from the boats to the raft and from the raft to the boat. The raft is, they have to say the Rosh Hashiachid. Otherwise, you would have a problem going from Rosh Hashiachid to Karmelis. Correct. Amalei Rav Safra, so Rav Safra says to him, Moshe Shaper Kamet. So the way the Rishonim explain is, Moshe means here, his name wasn't Moshe, his name was Rav Safra. Rava, his name was Rava. But the Mefarshim explained that the Godel Hador is always called Moshe. So he said, Moshe Shaper Kamet, are you saying correct pshat in the Mishnah? Come Metap Mezula Zutanan. Our Mishnah is talking about two boats that you're allowed to carry from one boat to the other, not with the little boat in between. So where did you find the little boat? So most Rishonim explain that it's not that Rav Safra is arguing halachically. It could be halachically he will agree to Rava that you have the two boats tied and the little boat in between you could carry from that little boat. Could be he'll agree. But he says that's not what the Mishnah is teaching us. Because if that's what the Mishnah is teaching it, us, where is it in the Mishnah? So what is Pshat in the Mishnah? El Amar of Safra, La Nitzcha El Atalt Arav Metalt Mezulazu. What we're talking about here is that these two boats are not owned by one individual. They're owned by two individuals. And the Mishnah is teaching us that these two individuals can make an Erev and Ruvei Chatzeres. Very similar to if you and I were neighbors and we want to carry to, let's say we share a driveway and we want to both carry the driveway, so we make an Erev. So the halacha here is that the people on these two boats can make an Erev, and if they're tied together they could carry from one to another. Ukritanya Svinos Kshura Zubazu. If you have two boats owned by two different people tied to each other, ma'arvin u'metatl mezulazu, then you can make an Erev Chatzeres and people could carry from one Rosh Hashiachid to another Rosh Hashiachid. Nifsaku, however, if the tie them together breaks apart, nesru. So in other words, for the Erev to work, the Erev has to only, it can only work as long as they're tied together. Chazru nishkshu. But if they get reattached, even though main shogig be mezidin, whether it got reattached be shogig or be mezid, that means you're not supposed to really tie it together on Shabbos. Bein anusim be matam, whether it was by accident or was a mistake, chazru l'tamarishin, they go back and they become mutter again. So again, let's speak about this for a few things. Shogig means that you forgot today is Shabbos, or you forgot that it's also to tie. Matam means that you're misasik. You were doing something else, and you inadvertently tied. So first of all, the Sfasem asks a question, and he doesn't answer it. If Shayig and Mezid is Mutter, certainly Anusin and Mutan, which means that it was a pure mistake, it was misasik, or you were forced into it, you were an Oinus, certainly should be Mutter. So why did the Gemara have to say Oinus Umutan? He doesn't answer that question. Rashi says, what's the explanation of this Gemara? The explanation of this Gemara is that because two people own the boat, they need to make an Erev between the boats, and the only time the Erev will work is if the two boats are tied together. In other words, what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying the need to tie the boats is not a halacha in terms of carrying. It's a halacha in Erev. In order to be able to make an Erev here, I have to have the two boats tied together. As long as they're tied together, the Erev will work. If they're separated, the Erev won't work. Before we explain what Tosfos says regarding that statement of Rashi, let's say what Tosfos says. Ask Tosfos, the halacha is like this. We're going to learn Masechet Erevin, Mitzvah, soon. The halacha is that let's say you want to make an Erev between two courtyards. You and I have a courtyard next to each other, but we have a wall between the courtyards. So an Erev won't work that we could carry from one to the other unless there's a door. And the door has to be opened when I make the Erev. But the halach is, as Taisvis, if the door is open when I make the Erev, then even if I close the door, the Erev still is in effect. As Taisvis, why in this Gemara do we say that when the boats get disattached, the Erev no longer works? It should be like a closed door. Just like by an Erev, in a regular situation, not in the ocean. Once I had the door open, the Erev remains in effect, even while the door is closed. Here too, the Erev should remain in effect, even if the boat is disattached. What does the Gemara say? That the Erev is only in effect as long as the boats are tied to each other. Just the halach is that if they get tied and untied and retied, it's fine. But when it's untied, it doesn't work. So Taisa makes a gewaldig analogy. He says, what's going to be the halacha? He says, untied boats is not analogous to a closed door. Untied boats, he says like this. Let's say you and I have yards next to each other with a wall. So that's the halacha with the open door. As long as it's open at one point, it's fine. And the air will work. But let's say you and I have two rishus hayachatz, 2 yards next to each other. And on Shabbos day, they decide to build a Rishos HaRabim right between our 2 yards. Will the Erev work? Even though it worked at the beginning of Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, Shabbos morning, that's when they built. Because b'metzias, now it's not 2 yards next to each other. You have a yard and a Rishos HaYachad, Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYachad. He says, untied boats is not a closed door. Untied boats is a Rishos HaRabim. And that's why they have to remain tied for it to work. But why did Rashi say? That's one point in Taisus. Now I want to make another point, a machloikus Rashi in Taisus. Rashi says that why do I need the boats tied? In order to make the Erev effective, which would mean, according to Rashi, let's say I have 2 boats, I'm a very wealthy man, and I have 2 big boats traveling next to each other, I own both boats. Would I need to make an Erev? No. It's like if I have 2 yards next to each other, I don't need to make an Erev. I only need to make an Erev with my neighbor, not with myself. So the halacha would be, says Rashi, that if you have 2 boats that I own next to each other, they don't have to be tied together. I don't have to make an Erev. And the only reason I need a tie is to make an Erev. Taisus and other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say there's a 2 purposes in the tying together. One is for Erev. There's another purpose, he says. We're concerned that if the boats aren't tied together, they're going to, you know, we're in the ocean. You can't be right flush with each other, and we're concerned that if you want to transport something from one boat to the other boat, if they distance themselves, you'll end up not getting into the next boat, you'll end up getting into the yam, which would be a situation from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis. So even, says Taisus, if I own both boats, so I have no need to make an Erev, I still need to tie them together to be able to carry from one boat to the other. Says the Gemara, v'kei machtzol saprusis. Let's say you have a Rishus HaRabim, and what you do is you pitch tents. Machtzol saprusis is you let the mats down and they become tents. The halach is, so each tent is now Rishus HaYachid, and the halach is ma'avim etatlum zulazul. You make an Erev and you can carry from one tent to the other. I have my tent, you have your tent. This is halach l'maisa, if you put up a tent city somewhere. Niglalu, let's say those tents, those things get rolled up. So now it's not a Rishus HaYachad, it's one big open area. Nesru. So you now the Erev won't work. Chazru v'nifreshu, when you put down the sides of the tents. Bein shayigin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein matan, chazru tenarishin. Shekol mechitza shenasa b'shabbos, any mechitza that was created in Shabbos, bein Shaygi Bein B'mezid, even if you weren't allowed to do it, Shema Mechitza, and these are considered individual Rishus HaYachad. Ask the Gemara, Eini. You can't just say that it works, that if the Mechitza was made on Shabbos, it'll work. Because the Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shana Lizraik, Avla Taltal Asr, which means like this. If you lift up the sides of the tents, so you don't have Rishus HaYachad anymore. If you'll throw from a Rishus HaRabim to that area, will you be chayef? No. Says the Gemara, when you roll down the sides, so halacha tells you lechumra Lizrik is another way of saying lechumra, that those areas are considered Rishus HaYachid. And now if I throw from a Rishus Ram to that very same spot, just what's the difference in that spot? A minute ago the side was rolled up, and now the side is rolled down. When the side is rolled up, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. When the side is rolled down, it's a Rishus HaYachid. Avol letatl, to use that heter, that if it's rolled down, to let that be again considered a Rishus HaYachid to the degree that you could carry from one to the other based on the Erev that was done before Shabbos? No, says the Gemara. So what are you telling me that it could be rolled down and even if it was done b'meiz it'll be Yasser? Says the Gemara, ki etma de Rav Nachman, ameiz it etma. When did Rav Nachman say that you can't rely on those walls? That if those walls are recreated on Shabbos, they're not considered Rishus HaYachids to rely on the Erev. That's only if they were rolled down b'mezid. But if they were rolled down b'shoigig, they will be considered walls, and those individual spots will be considered Rishus HaYachid, both l'chumra, that if you throw from Rishus Ram into the tent, you'll be chayiv, and both l'kula, that those tents, you could use an Erev to carry from one tent to the other. So we differentiate between mezid and shoigig. Now the Paiskim asked, the Rishonim asked this question, what about by the boats? By the boats we said if they're tied together, then the Erev works. Disconnected, the Erev doesn't work. Tied together, the Erev works. When will we say the Erev will work? Certainly if they were tied together by Shagig, everybody will agree that the Erev works. Because Rav Nachman also said by Shagig that the pull down sides, even if you pull them down by Shagig, it works. But what's going to be the halacha if you tied it together b'mezid? By the tents we said that if you tied it together, if you pull down the sides b'mezid, they won't be considered Rishus HaYachid l'kula. They'll only be considered Rishus HaYachid l'chumra. What about by the boat? If I tied the boat b'mezid, I know I'm not supposed to tie it together. If I did it, will Rav Nachman also say that I won't let the Erev work? So Rishonim say, by a boat Rav Nachman will be mekel. So the question is, why is he mekel by a boat and machmer by the tents? So they say a beautiful difference. When the side of the tent is rolled up, you have nothing. You have no mechitza. So you're creating a mechitza on Shabbos. Says Rav Nachman, somebody's creating a mechitza b'mezer on Shabbos, I don't want to let you use that for kula, only for chumrah. But the ships, you have the mechitzas, you have everything. It's just the connection that you needed to have. So even though you shouldn't have tied it together, that isn't enough of a reason to say that if you tied it together, the Erev won't work. Hadoma to the next Gemara. The halacha is that if there's a mace in a house, this way Rashi learns the Gemara, that if there's a mace in a house, a mace is an avi avos tuma. Anything that comes into the house becomes an ava tuma. An ava tuma can make a rishon tuma. A Rishon L'tumma is applicable both by food, Oichlem Mashkim, and Odom V'Kelim, by people and utensils. However, a Rishon L'tumma doesn't apply. A Rishon L'tumma cannot go further to a Sheni L'tumma, Midaraisa, going back to something we learned on Daf Yud Ches, only by Oichlem Mashkim, not by Odom V'Kelim. In other words, Midaraisa, there is no concept of tumah by sheni l'tumah. One more word of hakdama. The Gemara is going to quote it. Cherev harei kucholo. There's a special din that was said on metal items. That if a metal item is under the same roof, let's use the simplest case. If a metal item touches a mace we said is an avi avos tumah. Usually something that touches a mace becomes an av. Everything goes down a degree. A metal keli has a special chumrah that it has the same status as the mace, as the thing it touched. So if a metal item touched a mace, that metal item will be avi avos tuma. If a metal item touches an av, that metal item will be an av. Says the Gemara. Omishmu, we spoke about the two boats being connected. So it says, v'afilu kshurus b'chut asarbel. Even if they're connected with a flimsy thread, that's already enough. Hey chidomi. Ask the Gemara, what does Shmuel mean? If it's a flimsy thread, but it's good enough to put them together, pshita. What's the difference? What it's made out of? So just why does it work? Tying together means that it has to be tied. If it doesn't work, it's not called tied. says the Gemara Olam the Yochel Amida. It can work. So what's the point? What's he trying to say? V'shmul afukim de nafshikasi. Shmuel wants to show the distinction between this din and another din. The Tnan. Kashi b'davar hamida. If you have something that's tamei, it's an avatama, and you connect that, that's what you use as a anchor or as a boat, as a rope to connect to your boat. Then that connection will bring tumah to the boat, and I'll explain it more in a second. But if what you used isn't strong enough, emi mevilei tumah. Vamishmu v'hukshikshur b'shel sholosh abazel. So it means like this. Let's say you'll have a oil hames, a house in which a mace is in. What is the status of that house? It's an avatoma. If you'll have a metal rope connecting that house to a boat, if we say cherev harekacholo, metal has the same din as where it starts, what will be the status on that? It'll be a rishon. No, it'll be an av. It'll be an av. Cherev, because it's the same as what it's touching. It'll be a rishon. It'll be an av. It'll be an av. That av will now touch the boat. What will the boat be? A rishon, and will make everything a sheni. If the metal is touching a mess itself, it'll be an avi avos. It'll make the boat an av. It'll make what's on the boat a rishon. So what's on the boat, even the adam v'kalim on the boat, will be tameh, because we said that adam v'kalim can become a rishon. So he says, now, says Shmuel, regarding what did I say this metal rope makes a difference, that's what he said. V'hu shikshura b'shashol shabazel. The boat is connected with a metal rope. Linyan tomed iksib b'chalal cherev harekul chalal in. That's where I make a difference, and I start looking at the metal rope, and I look at what the halacha. Avlin Shabbos. Shabbos has nothing to do with tumah. There, the test is very simple. Kim de yochel amida afil b'chut asarbo. I don't look at what material the rope is made out of. I look if it can keep the two boats together. If it can, they're considered connected, and the way Rashi explains, then the air will be effective. If it can't keep them together, the air will not be effective. I just want to tell you an interesting rishash that I saw. The Rishas says cherev harei kucholol, that the halacha is that a metal that touches anything gets the same status. The halacha is that something that's in the same house as a mace, so how does it become tar? You have to have hazor shlishi v'shvi. You have to wait 7 days, and on the third day and the seventh day, you have to sprinkle on it from the paraduma. What's going to be the halacha like this? Let's say a metal thing touched an avatoma, but it's not on the first day of it's being an avatoma. It's on the third day of it's avatoma. What does cherev harei kucholol say? That we go to day one on the metal item, or we go to day three? Because we're comparing it to what it touched, but what it touches at day three. So Rishash says we go to day three, not to day one. Cherev harei kucholol says it's the same status, but you have to make it equal. Equal means that if that's on day three, the cherev goes to day three, not to day one.